今天来参与，就是灵性道路上内心的障碍系列讲座。Maharaj 应该已经进来了。Maharaj Hare Krishna Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, please accept our humble obeisances. All
please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So, today, Maharaj 要来带领大家唱一首 Purushottama 月非常美的一首祈祷文。Maharaj,So you chant these prayers, and we can only listen, because if everybody, you know, turn on the microphone, it will be very noisy.
Oh, Krishna.
So what do you do?
Oh, you cannot repeat. Okay.
Oh, you hope everybody can repeat?
I don't know what to
say. I think it's okay. You chant, you know, even if you cannot hear us, but actually we are, you know, chanting with you. We are following you just because you cannot hear us.
Okay. We'll start little Jai Radha Madhav, then we'll start.
Oh, okay. So, Maharaj 还是从Radha Madhava 先唱，然后等一下他唱的那首曲子，我们祈祷文我们一样，虽然我们没有打开麦克风，可是我们可以跟着 Maharaj 唱。好 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari。Gopi jana vallabha giri varanari Jai radha madhava kunja bihari Gopi jana vallabha giri varanari Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjanaYasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja VihariGopi jana vallabha girivara dhari Jai radha madhava kunja vihari Gopi jana vallabha girivara dhari Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjanaYasoda Nandana Uraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja VihariGopi jana vallabha girivara dhari Jai radha madhava kunja vihari Gopi jana vallabha girivara dhari Jai Sri Radha Madhav ki Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nithai ki Jai
Jai.
Jai Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai.
Jai.
श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।
जय
गौर परमानंदे हरि हरि
हरि हरि बो।
So we'll start the Shoura Agragani Ashtakam.
Shoura Ashtakam, 这首祈祷文。
You know, all of you, this is a very famous Ashtakam.
Yes.
So, we'll start.
Maharaj, 现在开始来唱这首 Shorastakam, Purushottama 月吟唱的这首祈祷文。Bilva Mangala Thakur 所做的祈祷。
Thank you, Chintamani did in screen. Good.
Yes, yes.
Braje prasidham navanita choram gopanganam chadukula choram aneka janmarjita papa choram choragraganyam purusham namami choragraganyam.Purusham namami Choragraganyam Purusham namami Sri Radhikaya Hridayasya Choram Navabhudasyamalakanti Choram Padasritanam Chasamasta Choram ChoragraganyamPurusham namami Akinchani kritya Padasritam ya Karoti vikhyum Patigeha hinam Kenapyaho vishana chora idru Drishtam shrutavana jagadam Jagatarai api Yadi anama piharatyasesam Giri prasaram napi paparasi Asyarja rupa nanu chora idru Drishtaha srutava namaya kadapi Dhanamcha manamcha jathe tathe indriyani Pranascha rutva mama sarvamevam Palayase kritra drutva adhya choram Tvam bhakti dhamna shimaya niruddha Chinnatsi ghoram yamapasa bandham Dhinansi bhimam bhavapasa bandhamChinati sarvasya samasta bandham Naivatmano bhakta kruta tu bandham Mana manmanase tamasarasi ghore Kara gruhe dukkha maye nibaddha Lavasvahe chauram hare chiraya So chaur yadosa chitame vadandam Karagruhe vasa sadardaye madiye Madhbhakti pasam drudha vandane shalasam Tvam Krishna he pralaya koti satantare api Sarvasva chora hridayanahi mochayami Vraje prasiddha navanita choram गोपांगनानं चदुकुलचोरं अनेक जन्मार्जित पापचोरं चोराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमामि चोराग्रगण्यं पुरुषं नमामि। हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण सो ब्यूटीफुल।
Actually, there are many different tuning, but you can, if you, because all of you cannot chant this, so.
Maharaj 说这首祈祷文有很多的曲调，但是就是因为大家都没有办法跟唱，所以他就是先唱这个调子。好 ，Maharaj, maybe next time you can change different melody.
Yes, there is many melodies.
Yes, yes.
So you can translate this. You will read translation or no need. Everyone has.
Yeah, I think we need to read it. Yeah.
Okay, you can read.
Okay, I read directly.
I'll read.
I read a translation directly in Chinese.
I don't know if you can read because I don't have the translation, English translation.
English, I send you on Skype. You check.
Okay, yeah, he put. In the
okay.
Other spot.
Yeah.
I offer my respectful obeisances to the foremost of thieves. Thieves, this is the great thieves. Who is famous in Braja as the butter thief. And he who steals the gopis' clothes.And who, for those who take shelter of him, steal the sin which have acquired over many lifetimes.
这第一段祈祷文的译文，Maharaj, you know, paragraph by paragraph, okay? 我向第一流的小偷致以前进的顶拜。他在 Vraja 是著名的黄牛小偷，他偷走了牧牛姑娘们的衣服，而对于那些向他寻求庇护的人来说，他偷走了他们积累了许多生世的罪恶。Yes, the second one.
The second. So I am paying my obeisances, respectful obeisances, the supreme.Thief, the greatest thief, foremost of thieves. Here is translation.
Yes.
But he is the greatest thief and who steal Srimati Radharani's heart and who steal in the dark luster of the freeze rain cloud and who steal all the sins and suffering of those who take shelter.Of his lotus feet.
我向这第一流的小偷这个最伟大的小偷致以前进的礼拜，他偷走了 Srimati Radhika 的心，他偷走了一片新鲜与云的黑暗光泽，他偷走了那些脱僻于他莲花族之人的所有罪恶和痛苦。
So third, yes. Akinchana krutya pradasitayam karoti bhikkhum patigehayinam. Yes. He turns his surrenders devotees into proper and wandering.Homeless beggar, alas, such a fearsome thief has never been seen or heard of in all the three worlds.
他把臣服的奉献者变成平民和流浪的无家可归的乞丐。在这三个世界里，从来没有人见过或听到 这样一个可怕的小偷。
And fourth one,
yes.
Mere utters of his name. Sometimes this translation also, this can, so if someone utters Krishna's name, so, and his name is like that who can destroy the mountain of sin.
Yes.
And so there, so I, so such an astonishingly wonderful thief I have never seen or heard of anywhere.
仅仅说出他的名字就净化了就是成堆的像山一样高的罪恶，这个我从未见过或前所未闻的这种惊人的这个窃贼。Yes.
It, yes. Oh thief, having stolen my wealth, my honors, my senses, my life and my everything, where you can run to, I have caught you with the rope of my devotion, where you can go, so you cannot go out, I caught you.
Yes. Oh, 小偷啊，你偷了我的财富，我的荣誉，我的感官，我的生命和我的一切，你能跑到哪里去呢？我用我制成的奉爱的绳索牢牢地捆绑住了你。Yes.
Yes. You caught the terrible nose of Yamraj. You sever the difficult nose of material existence and you slash everyone's material bondage, but you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees. It means sometimes this translation is so not so good. It means he can cut down very very difficult tax, that is the Yam pass, no? Yamraj pass. So, when Yamraj take the sinner, sin people, no? Those who do the sins.
Yes.
Even he can cut down everything, he can cut down, but he cannot cut down the knot.
Yeah.
The devotee has in their heart locked down there, no?
Yes. 你切断了阎罗王可怕的绳索，你斩断了物质存在的可怕的绳索，你斩断砍断了每个人的物质的束缚捆绑，但是你却无法斩断你心爱的奉献者们，就是系，就是跟你相心心相系的绳索。
6, 7. Stealer of my everything. Oh thief, today I have imprisoned you in miserable prison house of my heart, which is very fearful due to the terrible darkness of my ignorance. And therefore, a very long time, you will remain receiving appropriate punishment for your crime of thief.
偷走我所有一切的人啊。小偷。今天我把你囚禁在我内心悲惨的监狱里，因为我无知的可怕黑暗， 监狱里充满了恐惧，在很长很长的一段时间里，你将继续为你的偷窃接受这释放的惩罚。
It is so naive, see? Krishna, those the sinners, those who are doing the sinful activities, they have the prison house. So here, Krishna will come to prison house. In our prison house, in our heart prison house. So he will be forever, he will be prison.
所以这个 yeah, you finish here.
Yes, yes.
这些在物质存在中生生世世从事着这些罪恶活动的人，他们的心就好比是一座监狱，充满了这些悲惨、黑暗、恐惧。但是Krishna, 却可以进入我们的这个内心的这个可怕的黑暗，就是可以进来。而OK, Maharaj, you finish.Your words.
Yes, actually,
Krishna can get into Krishna, the prison. Yeah, you say
yes,
Krishna can
Krishna,
get.
Yes, because all the people are going to prison, but here the devotee is giving the punishment to Krishna. You come in my prison all the time. My whole life, not whole lifetime, many lifetime. I'll keep you prison in my heart.
就只有奉献者，所有的人。罪恶的人会被关到监狱里，可是这里竟然是奉献者说，就是我要把你关进我内心的这个监狱，生生世世就是千千万万年，我都要把你囚禁在我的内心，在我的心中就是奉献者把 Krishna 牢牢的系在他们的心中。
Eighth verse, O Krishna, tip of my everything, the nose of my devotion, remaining forever tied. You will continue to reside in the prison house of my heart because I will not release you for millions of arena.
Oh Krishna, 偷走我一切的贼啊，我的奉献的绳索。永远保持永远保持紧密，你将继续我的奉献的绳索将永远紧握着你，你将继续居住在我心中的监狱，因为即使亿亿万万年我也不会放开你。 Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this is the wonderful verse. So no one can in material world. No one can take out that thing. Everyone take your wealth, take your money, take your bank balance, take your wealth, take your wife, children, no? But the sin, no one can take. If you ask somebody,Okay, take my sin. Oh, why I will take? Because sin means you have to suffer. So only Krishna can. That's why karmani nirdhanti kintu jab. Only Krishna can take our karmas, the reactions.
这首祈祷文其实是非常有意思的。在这个物质存在中，人们可以拿走我们的财富，拿走我们的妻子、小孩啊，拿着我们所有的银行的存款，所有的我们所非常的依恋的所有的一切，但是却没有一个人可以拿走我们积累的这些罪恶，没有人愿意去承担拿走别人的罪恶，因为罪恶意味着就是要受苦。但是 Krishna 他却是那一流的小偷，他可以把我们的生生世世的这些罪恶彻底的清除拿走。
So、that supreme tip.
所以我们说他是所以我们应该要脱贫于这个至尊的贼。
चोराग्रगान्यम पुरुषम नमामि दैट सुप्रीम पुरुष सुप्रीम चोर वी आर टेकिंग द सेल्फ वी आर पुटिंग आवर वी आर सेल्फ गिविंग द सेल्फ ओबिसेंसेस टू हिम
所以我们应该要彻底的投靠这位至尊的小偷至尊的贼我们要向他置于前进的顶拜
So we'll start some question we'll take some question first
Yes OK、Maharaj 现在先来回答上次还没有、完成的、这个就是、
Actually, thank you for thank you. I am just、giving my word to thank you all devotees giving me this opportunity to have some katha.、
首先
so I am so grateful to them.
Maharaj 呢，首先要先向所有的奉献者。致上他深深的感谢他非常感谢所有的奉献者给予他这个机会、能够跟大家讲述 Krishna 的话题、Yes
OK
Maharaj,
So
the question 好那上次的、那个问题这个问题是来自于 Honey 好顶拜 Guru 我是一位新人很多方面还不太了解希望我的问题没有冒犯有关嫉妒当我们看到其他人做得很好时我们赞美欣赏他们并暗自下决心争取自己以后做得比他们更好请问这种想法属于嫉妒吗会取悦 Krishna 吗 My obeisances to Maharaj I am a new devotee Thus I don't understand much about the philosophy regarding envy When I saw others do things well, I appreciate and admire them. And at the same time, I'm determined to do better than they do. So is such thought in the category of envy?
No.
Is it pleasing to Krishna?
Yes, if we see the good quality of the devotees and they are doing nicely, so if you want to do, this is the gopis, service. When they see other gopis doing very nicely, Krishna please. So they also inspire to do. Not we break her leg and do better our service, no? Not like that. So when we see that the other devotee is doing very nice, so we can learn and we can wish, okay, I can do better service. So that is good. Not to, to depress that devotee, to minimize his devotees, we will make ourselves become, so that is not, but if,that mentality is not there, so that is not envy. That is good.
Maharaj 说，这样的，就像他以牧牛姑娘来举例，当牧牛姑娘看到其他的牧牛姑娘，为 Krishna 的服务做得很好的时候，其实他们是用一种，赞美跟欣赏的眼光，然后他们会学习做更好的服务。来以 Krishna 为中心想要为 Krishna 做更好的服务那么如果是这样的话那么这个是非常好的、就是想要做把改善自己让自己做得更好、甚至比其他的人、做得更好这是一种服务的心态为了服务而做的是很好的、但是我们不应该是以一种就是为了想要去把别人比下去打败别人的这一种心态把别人比下去的心态那这个就是属于一种嫉妒了但是如果牧牛姑娘他们的那种心态是对的他们是为了服务 Krishna 是非常好非常正面的那么这就会取悦 Krishna 的、Yes Maharaj
Yes
OK
if, if, It is okay because it is good if someone.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The second question, Dimbai Maharaj, 现实生活中如何？这个是Suki Devi Dasi Mataji 的问题。Dimbai Maharaj, 现实生活中如何用物质欲望来做奉爱服务呢？ My obeisances to Maharaj, how to utilize, how to take advantage of material desire in devotional service, in real life.
Oh, Krishna.
How to engage our material desire in devotional service?
Actually, the material, when the material desire can convert to spiritual desire.
Mm. 事实上物质的欲望可以被转化成灵性的欲望。
You cannot do material desire, sense gratification in Krishna service. You have to convert that.
我们没有办法用所谓的物质的这种欲望来为 Krishna 做服务，我们必须要把它转化成灵性的欲望。
Like example, if you want to eat apple, and it is apple, no? So you can offer the apple and take it. To pass the offer to Krishna.
比方说我们有吃一颗苹果的欲望，那首先我们可以把这个苹果先把它供奉给 Krishna， 变成 prasadam 之后，我们再吃。
Or you want to decorate yourself in cloth?
那有些时候我们想要穿衣服来打扮装饰自己。
Like general people decorate the cloth to attract other people.
通常人们打扮自己穿美丽的衣服是为了吸引别人。
But the gopi, they dress themselves to attract Krishna, on Krishna, not, attract or Krishna will happy. When Krishna will see me in this dress, so he will become happy. Not I dress myself to attract a boy or a girl attract a boy or a boy attract a girl or something like that. When this thing will go in materially, that is called sense gratification, that is called material desire. When this desire arises, convert to spiritual things. So when to satisfy Krishna, towards Krishna, that become spiritual, that is become pure. That is become prema, love.
Yes. 一般人穿衣打扮，其实就是装饰自己。其实这也是一种，就是为了要吸引其他的人的注意，让自己变得非常的有吸引力。可是木牛姑娘们不是这样，木牛姑娘们她们打扮自己，其实是为了取悦 Krishna。他的目的是为了让 Krishna 开心啊，所以当我们为了自己满足自己，就是想要表现自己，赢得别人的注意的时候，其实这基本上是一种物质欲望，是一种感官享乐。可是如果我们能够把这种倾向把它转化成来这种欲望拿来为 Krishna 做服务，来取悦 Krishna， 那么我们的欲望就会被净化，变成灵性的欲望，然后我们最后会得到的是 Krishna Prema， 对 Krishna 的爱。所以这是两种不同的这种层次的东西。Yes, Maharaj. Yes, yes. Okay. The next one.
Yes. Or I will further explain. There is many things to say, but if it is clear, okay, we'll go ahead.
好，下一个Hari Vamsa Das 一万年水中瑜伽师反而增加了50个人的欲望就他娶了50个妻子，应该是现代瑜伽行业人士的追求。请问刚刚讲的这位瑜伽师满足这些欲望的过程中，是什么原因让他突然觉醒了，重返修行之路？ OK，那个 Sabari Muni performed austerity in the water for 10,000 years, only to increase his desire for marrying 50 wives. It seems to be modern yogis' pursuit nowadays. Since Sabari Muni
No, no,
tried.
no, 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 no. Just wait this.
OK.
This is the offense. This will be offense to Sabarimani. When he
Okay.
started this, when he actually, when he says this is only because whatever he astute did only attract, only he got only 50, the girl of that king, no? But this is offense to, this is not good because you can imagine if some yogi come to Braj and going to do tapasya in Yamuna water, it is not ordinary things.
这边
That's
有
what
讲到，这边有讲到，就是关于就是 Sabari Muni 这个，好像是现代瑜伽行业人士的追求，这个概念。那事实上，Maharaj 说，我们不应该这样去评断 Sabari Muni，因为事实上，一个这样的一个圣者，来到了 Raj 就是 Vrindavan 这个地方。到扎穆纳河去从事这样巨大的苦行，这绝对不是一个普通人。所以其实无论他怎么样去满足他的欲望，他也不是等同于现代的这种所谓的这种瑜伽，现代的瑜伽师他们在满足他们的那种这种身体的欲望的那种层级也是不一样的，是完全不一样的层次。所
You
以我
can
们
imagine,
也。我们不适合这么说，
the modern yogis, we cannot compare to modern yogi because modern yogi will fall down. Modern yogi are already fallen. And we can, because the yogi, he did the tapasya, but he did little offense. That's why he was fall like this. And he's not, this is not fall, this is little fall down, but you can end up that he's like in the end he got the salvation, he got the Vaikuntha, no? So because he did little offense, that's why he fall down from that stage.
我们没有办法把 Sabari Muni 他的堕落，同等于就是这个现代的人，现代的这些所谓的瑜伽师，他们的堕落是完全不一样的。
And
因为
when Garuda
I haven't finished, yeah. Sabari Muni 他，因为他做，他因为他就是他有一点冒犯。等一下 Maharaj 就会讲怎么冒犯。好，那因为他的冒犯，所以导致他堕落了。但是他最后还是得到了救赎，他最后到达了 Vaikuntha。Okay, Maharaj, please go on.
so actually what he actually because he was sadhu and he went the Yamuna water and did 10,000 year tapasya austerity, but the natural the heart of a sadhu, because when Garuda came and took one piece and naturally he was a little sympathy toward the piece. He says, if you come here and again you come here and you will die, you will finish. So that is he did some offense towards the devotees of Garudas. That's why same thing comes in his mind, the sexual things come arise in his mind because he did the offense. Without offense, he would have not fallen from that.
OK，这个 Sabari Muni 他是个圣人，他在转木那河从事了一万年的这种苦行，但是因为他在转木那河的湖中，他在做苦行的时候，那个时候Krishna 的坐骑Vishnu 的坐骑 Garuda 来，就是要来这个湖中吃鱼，那这个圣人呢 Sabari Muni 他看到这个他湖里的鱼就这样一条一条鱼就被 Garuda 吃掉， 他心生恻隐之心，所以他才会诅咒这个嘎鲁达，说他如果再这样来施语的话，他就是诅咒他，就诅咒他会死掉。那就是所以这个诅咒就造成了他的冒犯，他对嘎鲁达的冒犯，因此就是萨巴瑞穆尼才会在就是看到两条鱼在交欢的时候，他的心才会被触动，好，才会生波澜，然后堕落了。这是有，就是因为这个原因。Yes.
So when he was enjoying the 50 girls, mandatas. So many year, he many thousand year it is he.He thought like little, no? For him it's like he realized it is very little, the time he spent, enjoy life. But as soon as he come consciousness, oh, I did big mistake. I was doing sin and immediately he give up. He had no attraction. Immediately he give up everything and he did, and he left to Vaikunthas.
尽管这个 Sabari Muni 他后来他堕落了，他要娶这个 Mandata 王的50个女儿，然后尽管他跟他的这50个女儿享受了好像是千千万万年的那么久的这样的这种 在这样的就是欲海中就这样沉沦这样子，就是，但是这样的时光对我们来说好像很长，可是对他来说只是一瞬间。他在那一瞬间，他幡然醒悟的时候，他突然明白了，觉醒了，他自己怎么会犯了这么大的一个错误？因此。他就重返了他的灵性道路，他就真打了解脱，到达了白昆塔。Yes, Maharaj.
So it is okay.
所以这样子可以吗
？If someone actually in Braj, it's a little difference. If someone came to Braj and did something, little bit something, so he realize.Yeah, this is a mistake I did. Then he comes to spiritual path, he comes to pure devotional service. Then he go back home to go back home to Godhead.
那因为这个 Sabari Muni 他是在Vrindavan 这个地方 Jamuna 河，他曾经脱贫于这个地方，所以任何人在这个地方如果他能够意识到自己的错误而悔改的话，那么事实上他也会很快得到净化，能够回到他的这种灵性的这个道路的。
And also
yes.
he gave the lesson in every if you go there is no secluded place, your mind can affect any place. Your mind can affect any circumstance, any place.Because he went to Jamuna water and he was thinking, I will not, no one can disturb there, my mind will be very calm and quiet. I'll meditate Lord, no, very peaceful way. But any place in material world, mind can disturb.
这个 Sabari Muni 在Vrindavan 的 Jamuna 河这边就从事苦行，他当时想，我在这里苦修，我的心可以达到那么样的平静那么样的平和的一种心境。但是事实上 Maharaj 说，其实在这个物质的存在中的任何的地方，任何的时刻其实我们的心要非常非常的小心，我们都有可能就是心意会受到打扰的，这个陷阱非常非常的多，诱惑非常的多。
any place if for favorable for us, where we can not disturb, we can meditate Krishna. That we have to practice. This is the devotional service. This is the sadhana bhakti you can do. The practice.
所以我们在圣地神圣的地方。 应该从事那些对我们的奉爱服务很有利的那些活动，来帮助我们自己。 But Maharaj, you just say, even in Raj, and even if he perform austerity there, his mind was still disturbed, right?
Even water inside water.
Yeah, anywhere.
Any place.
Even anywhere. In Holy Dham, the same.
Yes, if your mind disturbs, no. Actually, Holy Dham, it is very, because the, if without Sikrut, without your pious credit, without your devotional Sikrut, you cannot come inside the Dham. If someone coming and doing the, because he can success in his bhajan, but he did the offense, the devotee, because he did offense, that's why he fell down.
如果没有一点虔诚的这种灵性的这种力量，奉爱的这种积累的这种虔诚的这种功德力量的话，事实上是没有办法来到这个地方从事这样的苦行。那他本来应该是要成功的，因为由于他从事的苦行，好，那但是问题是，他做了冒犯，因为他的冒犯导致于他在这个地方堕落。
So if you do dham, the right bhajan properly, so you can, this lifetime you can go back home, back to Godhead. But if you do the offense, same thing will happen. Dham can give you immediately, because dham is where you can contact to the Lord. So if you do the offense, if without offense, then you can contact. If you do offense, because he did the offense, that's why it happened like that.
如果像 Sabari Muni 他的情况，他如果在圣地，他从事了对的活动，灵性的活动，就像 Maharaj 说，他如果做对了这个 Bhajan， 在这个地方，然后去取悦 Krishna 的，那么他事实上应该可以是回归守神，他可以达到完美的解脱。但是问题就是，如果你 是做了冒犯的事情的话，那么当然就是达不到你要的结果，结果得到的是相反的，就是堕落的结果。
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The last question is from Rose. 顶拜 Guru Maharaj.
Oh.
感谢翻译老师，我的问题是，当我在工作的时候，会投入其中。 有时候会突然感受到，我居然遗忘了主或圣名，反而被物质的能量吸引。因为 Krishna 的教导，因为 Krishna 教导我们要时时刻刻记忆着他，但是这种情况我做不到时时刻刻铭记着他，该怎么办？像 Gopi 们的心态是如何做到的呢？我该如何用所有的感官？ 和物质欲望来全心投入服务主，感谢Guru Maharaj. My obeisance is to Guru Maharaj. My question is, when I work, I'm very much absorbed in the work, and sometimes suddenly I would feel that I forget about Krishna and the holy name, and I'm attracted to material energy. According to Krishna's teachings, we have to remember Krishna constantly. However, I cannot make it. What to do? How can gopis think of Krishna all the time? How can I engage all my senses and material desire in the service of the Lord? Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this is the this is the main question, how we can remember Krishna all the time.
这个问题其实是所有人的问题，我们要能怎么样能够达到，就是时时刻刻都想着 Krishna， 不忘记 Krishna。
Arjuna also asks Krishna in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
In 10th
chapter.
Yes.
10th
yes.
chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
So he, same question also he asks to Krishna.
Yeah. 在《普迦梵歌》第十章， Arjuna 也问了 Krishna 同样的问题。
So when he says, Krishna, how I can see you in this material world? How I can realize you? How I can remember you?
那就是 Arjuna 也同样问了 Krishna， 就是他说我要怎么样才能够时时刻刻都记住你，怎么才能总想着你，了解你，然后在这个物质的存在中，我要怎么样才能够去想起你呢？
So it is naturally when we are in material world, material energy, sometimes we divert. So
在物质的存在中，在物质的存在中，这种充满了物质能量，我们很容易被吸引、被引开。Yes.
So to remember Krishna says, okay.I am giving you. How you can remember me in material world? When you see the water, you will see I am the taste of the water. When you see the woman, I am the Lajya Sri. That's the shyness, the Sri. This is the quality of the woman.
The quality of the
woman.Omen.
Krishna 说比方说他说我是水的滋味。But you say Omen, I...
In ladies, you know, ladies.What Krishna says in ladies, I am the ladies, I am this, the qualities. Sri Bhak Narinam, the Omen.Oh man, the ladies.
在女性之中 ，Yeah, the ladies. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 在女性中 ，So you mean the quality? 我是名望、幸运、记忆、智力、坚定、耐心和动听的话语。就是
among. Okay.
Yeah.
Among the tree, I am the Aswast.Banyan. When you see the tree,
在树中，我是榕树。
And many things among the mountain, many things among the king. So Krishna give the example, and he said how you can practice.
所以 Krishna 在教导我们在这个物质的存在的展示中，我们如何能够利用这些展示来想起 Krishna， 想着 Krishna。
So this we have to practice. When Krishna says, Ma anusmara yudhyaja, you have to think. Sometimes says, no, maybe Krishna says to,because this is very difficult. I am in family life. I am this life. But Krishna says to Arjuna, no. When you are during your fighting, Ma anusmara yudhyaja. When you are doing fighting, that time also remember me. It's a very difficult task. You will fight or you will remember Krishna.
那这个Arjuna 可能肯定是觉得很不容易的，我们要在所有在履行职责的时候也要想起 Krishna， 比方说 Arjuna 是在战争，他在打仗的时候 Krishna 要他能够在打仗的时候记得 Krishna。
How it can happen? Because sometimes we say, oh, because it is clear when Krishna gave this statement to Arjuna, Ma anusmara yudhyate, during yudha, during fighting you also remember, means we are all are, because sometimes we take the excuse, oh I am old man, I am boy, I am girl, I am family man, so this is not excuse, no excuse this, we have to remember, how remember, you have to learn from Gopi, learn from Mother Yashoda, how they remember, did they give up their household life? All the time they are taking the japa bead and Hare Krishna they are doing. Did you understand?
Yeah. 所以不管 是老人、小孩、妇女，任何你是什么样的身份，都没有人可以有借口说不去想着 Krishna. 我们可以以牧牛姑娘还有 Yashoda 妈妈为例来帮助我们了解这件事。 我们看着那些牧牛姑娘还有亚修达妈妈，他们是整天都在为 Krishna 做服务，在忙着履行他们的那种家务事，他们的职责，还是说他们整天都拿着念珠在念诵呢？是一种什么样的情况？所以他们，
How she remember Krishna? Because she has so much love to Krishna. During when she was churning the butter milk, butter, churning the yogurt and doing the household things, the work, because if we have so much love, so then automatic our hand and the external body will do the work, but mind will think Krishna. This way we can do the better service.
所以牧牛姑娘跟亚修达妈妈他们的秘密就是在于他们对 Krishna 的爱是那么的坚贞不渝的，他们一心一意的想着 Krishna， 哪怕亚修达妈妈在搅拌奶油，做着家务事，他们的手、他们的身体，都在忙着各种他们的职责、他们的家务事。但是问题是，他们的心总是系着 Krishna， 系在 Krishna 身上，牢牢的被 Krishna， 就是以这个爱对 Krishna 的这个爱捆绑着他们，所以他们时刻都不会忘记 Krishna 的。 Yes.
So this is the technique we can learn. This is the art of. Remember, so when Krishna says, Manmana Madhakta Madhyajimam Namaskuru, this is the secret. Oh Arjun, please remember all the time. Remember me.
所以这就是Krishna在《薄伽梵歌》中教导Arjuna的这种记忆Krishna的秘密，如何就是时时刻刻的不忘记 Krishna的方法。
So when we chant purely, then the form will appear in our mind.
What will appear?
Form.
Form.
You know, form. Form means?
Form.
You know, form.
You mean
form.
Form
of the Lord. Form, yes.
Form
will
okay.
appear. Rupa.
Yeah.
Nama, Rupa.
Yes.
Rupa means form.
Yes. 当我们非常非常纯粹的念诵圣名的时候，很自然 Krishna 的形象就会升起，我们就能够在心中就是看到 Krishna 的形象的，所以这个是很自然的一种程序，先念圣名，然后就能够在觉悟到 Krishna 的形象。So
this is when you do practice and we have the love, you can see if you have. Like when Rupa Goswami said, someone love somebody, like young girl love young boy love young girl. So how they are so much, whenever they have time, even the work they're thinking, she think him or he think her, no? So this is the if we have strong attachment to Krishna, so that, because when we completely disgusted to these material things, then when the real love will arise, then we can, whenever, wherever you think, wherever you sit, wherever you work, because you know only the hand, leg, the body is doing, but mind thinking Krishna. This is the practice, and this is the practice also, the love, when you develop this love.
Yes. Mm. So
you can reach that stage. Mm.
所以这是就是奉爱城市的练习。 好, 我们必须透过练习, 才能够培养出这种对 Krishna的这种坚定不移的爱。 Rupa Goswami, 他曾经举了一个, 例子, 就像在世俗中, 这种男欢女爱, 那种依恋执着是那么强烈, 他们根本就是无时不刻的, 思念的对方, 不管他在做什么, 做什么工作, 他总是想着他, 依恋着他。 那如果一个人能够借由这种奉爱的这种练习，慢慢的摒弃了，摒除了这种对物质的欲望，摒弃了这种物质低等的这种欲望，唾弃这种物质的欲望，而培养出真正的品味，真正的对Krishna的爱的这种阶段的时候，我们自然就会有这样的依恋，就时时刻刻的想着，总想着 Krishna。
Yes, same thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to the Lord. He says, Vishayare priti ache jyat tat ache to amar sei mate priti hau charane tumar. Whatever I have so much love towards the material things, Vishaya, you know, object of love, the material Vishaya, material objects.
Yeah.
That much love, if I will get in your lotus feet, my life will be successful.
就像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他也有一样这样的这种祈祷。他说，祈愿我对这种物质的事物的迷恋，这样的迷恋，这样的追求，好，这样的爱，能够转化为向往您的莲花足。如果这样的物质的这种欲望， 能够全部把它转化为就是对您的莲花族的爱的向往的话，这种思慕的话，那么我的生命就会成功了。So
this is the to define the calm, the lost, and the love.
所以从这里我们也刚好可以来定义什么叫做物质欲望，什么叫做纯净的爱。
So according the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, what is the calm, what is the loss, and what is the love?
在永恒的Chaitanya经, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, 他也定义了什么是欲望，什么是物质欲望，什么是爱。
So when says, so this is the, he said, Atmindriya Prithivancha Tarevali Kam. The desire to gratify one's own senses is calm, this is the lost. But desire to pleasure the senses of Krishna, that is the frame, that is the love.
他说，那个为了满足自己的个人的感官享乐的，那么这个叫做物质欲望，而那个想要满足Krishna的感官，取悦Krishna的。 那个叫 prema, 那个叫爱。
So this is a Krishna, this is the beginning we have to practice, and how this is the main topic in our life, how we can remember Krishna. He asks, you know, this is the difficult and this is the essential for us.
其实这是我们一生的功课。 要怎么样才能够时时刻刻记着 Krishna， 这就是我们追求的目标，我们一生的功课，所以也是我们最关键的练习啊，要让自己练习达到这样的目标。
All today the questions are all are like same, because how to remember Krishna without offense if we chant properly And if you follow the principle, so we can, if you have real love developed in our heart, we can able to think 24 hours Krishna, because we don't have love, we have lust.
我们的问题就是我们的心中充满了物质欲望，我们拿不出真正的爱，我们的心没有办法，因为充满了物质欲望，因此没有办法魂牵梦萦的想，总想着Krishna，所以我们的练习必须要很扎实，我们必须要真正很好的练习自己，就非常专注的念诵，没有冒犯的念诵，然后 遵循这些规范原则，就是为了帮助我们一步一步的到达那样的纯净的爱。那这个其中有一个重要的部分，就是当我们在做所有的练习的时候，非常关键的就是不要去冒犯，因为冒犯一发生的时候，我们不会得到我们要的结果。Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why when Krishna says, in 12th chapter, Mayama Mana Advasa Mai Buddhi Nivesai. Just Mayama Mana, you just remember, you just put your mind in me, on me. And Mayama Mana Advasa Mai Buddhi, put your intelligence on me. Mai Buddhi Nivesai, Nivesai is Mayama Atavudan. You just, when you do this, then you will, all your doubt, everything will finish. Because your mind, the intelligence, you put in me. So you will, this way, you can become perfect Krishna consciousness.
Yes. 所以 Krishna 在国家梵歌中也教导Arjuna，他要他把心，把他的心意、智力都牢牢地系在 Krishna 身上，如此就能够驱赶走他心中的疑惑。 然后最终能够达到完美的 Krishna 知觉意识。
But we are so, because we do like we try our best, and in our own effort we do maybe chanting time maybe 10 minutes we concentrate our mind to Krishna, then 1 hour go to Maya. So. So this way, the devotion and the remembrance extracted.
但是问题是我们的奉爱，我们对 Krishna 的记忆，其实经常被中断，经常误入歧途。原因是因为我们在练习的时候，我们根本没有办法真正的就是专注。 我们可能十分钟想办法念诵的时候，试图让自己去尽可能的专注的念诵，可是十分钟过后，可能我们有一整个小时都是陷入心意的玛雅，整个都在玛雅中，所以这样子这种没有办法接续的不间断的想着 Krishna， 然后做奉爱服务，会造成这个玛雅这个乘虚而入。
When Krishna spoke this in Gita, third chapter, last time also we discussed that Abhruta Jnanamaitana Jnanina Nitya Vairinam. This is the Kama Rupena Kaunteya Duspirana Nalinacha. This is 339. So this is how this eternal enemy, the form of a Kama, the form of lust, always attack us. Nitya Vairina, always eternal enemy.
所以这个是 Krishna 告诉 Arjuna 的，就是事实上 ，you say 34 or 35，39，yes，39，just，这是Nitya Vairina，yes，yes，所以Krishna 告诉 Arjuna。 他说：“这个我们的纯净意识，我们这种纯净的意识被这个永恒的敌人物质欲望所遮蔽，所以我们就是陷入了这样的困境，而这个物质欲望就像燃烧的烈火一样，永不满足。”
So, those who are the devotees, they always careful about the lust, because the devotee convert lust to love, because they know what is the lust and what is the love.
所以其实奉献者因为知道这一点，所以非常要非常小心的提防这个物质欲望，这个永恒的敌人。对，因为这个物质欲望跟爱他们是不相容的。对，所以奉献者很知道这个永恒的这个敌人的可怕。
So you have to pray to Krishna, please. Just when you pray to Krishna, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur pray, okay, Prabhu, okay, my Lord, just how I can remember you, just give me. When you have this, your inside heart will call you, call to Krishna, oh Krishna, please, I want your love. So this is then Krishna can sanction. Then we can do constantly this. We can remember constantly.
所以我们应该要就是用我们的心真诚的呼喊 Krishna, Oh Krishna, 我渴望对你的爱，我渴求您，然后我要怎么样才能够真的记住您呢？我们要一直不断的做这样的祈祷，才能够帮助我们恒常的想着 Krishna.
So there is, I always give this incident. One guru, he call his disciple, many disciple, 10 disciple he call.
有一次有一个灵性导师把他十个门徒叫过来。
So he said, and he handed over.Basket, you know, basket,
yeah.
Bamboo basket.
Yeah.
He says, go take this and bring water for me. That's the river, from river. River is 1 kilometer away from the ashram. He says, go this, take this bamboo basket and bring water.
那这个灵性导师呢，就拿了这个给十个门徒各自一个篮子，竹篮子。叫他们去远方的河流提水回来。Yes.
So, the 10 disciples, they all went to the river. They went inside the river and they pulled the bamboo.
那这十个门徒都很听话，他们拿着竹篮子就去河里提水回来。
So they put the bamboo. The basket in water, and when they take it out, all water finish, all water.
但是问题是，他们尽管想这么做，但是用这个竹篮子，你一取水，他们一上岸，这个水立刻就漏空了，全部都流光了。
So after doing several time this.So three disciple, he says, our Guru Maharaj become mad.
然后做了一段时间之后，每一次都失败嘛，竹篮子盛不住，盛不了水。其中有三个门徒就说，我们的灵性导师疯了，叫我们干这种蠢事啊，这种傻事。
So they go out, went, sit, they left. He says, what is this? No idea. No, how we can, the bamboo basket, there's so many holes, the water is not remaining. So how this Guru Maharaj don't know this? This simple thing he don't know. So how he become Guru? So many things he criticized, they did the offense.
所以这三个门徒就对他的灵性导师发生了很大的质疑，批评他的灵性导师说，这个灵性导师简直就疯了，他怎么会这么愚蠢，连这么简单的事情都不知道，竹篮子怎么去取水啊。所以他们对灵性导师产生了那么大的怀疑，不屑一顾的离开了。
So another the 7 disciples remain, they continuously try, and because it is very difficult, no? When they constantly they're trying. And after 4-5 hours, 5-7 disciples, they put the bamboo outside and they sit down there. Okay, maybe we cannot do it. We don't know why and how Guru Maharaj say like this something, but we cannot. So they sit down there and put their hand in their head and, we don't know what is there. So they put it in outside the basket. The sun, they put it in sun.
Yeah. 然后这七个剩下的七个门徒，他们就很努力的，大概继续用篮子去取水，做了4-5个小时那么久啊。但是后来，其中有5-6个门徒就觉得很累，他们觉得在做到底在干什么？怎么会在做这种无用功呢？所以他们就干脆索性就躺了下来，然后就把篮子就放在一边，然后手枕着头就在那边做日光浴，然后。就是在太阳底下，他们就在那边躺着。嗯、yes.
So, only one disciple, he was continuously on the water and putting continuously the bamboo, that basket continuously. And it was evening. All 9 disciples they are left, and only that one disciple he was just continuously he was doing on the night, already it was night. Still he was doing same thing. He's putting water, yeah, all the time he's putting water, try to take.
其中只有一个门徒，他真的是非常非常的听话，认真的一直不断的在河里取水，然后水流光了又在取水，一直不断重复做这个动作，直到夜晚到来。然后那后来真的那六个门徒也离开了，也就是说总共有9个门徒都纷纷的离开了。那但是这个最后这个门徒他就是不放弃，他到夜晚降临的时候他还是继续的取水。
So, because he was doing continuously in midnight, and he saw, he felt,So because, and he now, he can carry the water. The water is not draining, no, not going out.
可是这个留下来的门徒，尽管在夜晚，在黑暗中，他还是继续按照灵性导师的训示在取水。但是到很晚的时候，这个门徒竟然成功的取出了水。
And、
yes.
Because when continuously he put the water inside the bamboo basket of water, so bamboo become expand, you know, it is swollen.
Yeah, yes,
so yes. So it is the between the gap is fill up.
Yeah.
And so when the whole, the bamboo become swollen, it is completely, so water does not go out, so water can carry, he put theAnd he carried the water and bamboo basket in midnight and he knocked the door. Guru Maharaj, I'm sorry, but it took long time, but you take the water. He said, yes, you are my true disciple.
然后这个门徒，最后这个门徒，他真的就是誓言不放弃，他很坚定的就是一直不断的把竹篮子去在河里面取，最后他真的成功了。原因是因为那个竹篮子的那个竹子一直不断的泡水之后，它的之间的这个竹子与竹子之间会变得非常的密合，于是终于这个水就不再流失，然后他成功的把这篮子的水就是带回去敲他的，在夜深人静的时候敲他的灵性导师的门。然后他的灵性导师来应门，看到他非常的开心，他知道这个是他真正的门徒，他忠诚的门徒，按照他的训示去做。
So the lesson is, and other the other disciple, what they did, because they try sometime, but they put the bamboo in the sun. They take out the bamboo in sun, bamboo basket. And this is the sun is the lust, hunger, greedy, you know. This is the, because when we think Krishna, this thing comes. They distract our mind. The lust, so hunger, greedy, this envy, this distract our mind.
So, 其中的这个门徒三个先离开了，可是留下来的那些六个门徒他们也一样，虽然他们做了一段时间的努力之后，可是他们却把却先在就是岸上先躺下来休息，然后让篮子在太阳下晒也就是说他们并没有持续不断的在按照灵性导师的训示做，就好像是我们在练习中，在练习这个奉爱的程序的过程里头，我们也常常就是被误入歧途，我们可能被我们的物质欲望，被我们的愤怒，被我们的贪婪，被种种的这些负面的这种能量，欲望，想法给引开了，所以等于就是我们没有继续把这个竹篮就是浸泡在水里，然后达到这个成熟的这种阶段，然后就把它就上岸，然后在太阳下晒，所以我们并没有持续的让我们的心充分的沉浸在这个奉爱的这种练习之中，所以我们没有办法达到成功。Yes.
So that's why this the lust, the anger, because that devotee.A disciple who continuously he did and then he got the success because he continuously he did perform the devotional service. And when you do this continuously, so the time will come, our real love will arise. Because sometime, okay, you can translate this.
尽管我们就像这个去取水的门徒一样，我们距离成功还是那么的遥远我们还有漫漫长路要走，但是由于这个门徒他是就是坚持的永续的不间断的按照灵性导师的训示去取水，所以他完全不受其他的想法的打扰不受这些不管是欲望、愤怒种种的内在的不安这些打扰，他完全没有这些其他的想法，他坚定他的信心去做，按照灵性导师的训示去做奉爱服务，结果最后尽管他虽然花了很多的时间，可是最终他取得了成功。那么这就是对我们的奉爱的练习的一个很好的一种启发。Yes, good, Maharaj.
So this is the lesson for us. When we continuously, if you try and do the devotional service, this is the service will provide. We can then, when you do the continuously the service, then the law will be.How can? Then we can continue, constantly we can think the Krishna. Because this is not easy, but it is also easy when you can practice. And for easy that, when you, naturally when someone love somebody, like love, there is no, like father, mother,the sun, they are a few kilometers, like 100,000 kilometers, how they love each other. They have the connection. Natural. So this way, when we love, because we say, oh, he's my son, he's my daughter. So like, there is some connection. But you cannot see the connection. That is the love. No one doing this, no one practice, no? But it's natural arise. Do you understand?
Mm. Yes, yeah.
Because it is inside, we have that love. Because when you churning the yogurt, then water will, ghee will come. If you churn water, the butter will not come. So in our heart, there is Krishna bhakti sadhya kahu noy. So there is the devotional, eternal devotional service. It is inside the heart already. When you churning, like butter, when you do, then the ghee will come. The butter will come. So, and we are churning little bit. Okay, why butter is not coming? Why ghee is not coming? We are expecting only 1-2 hours we did. Understand? Sorry.
Yes, yes, yes. 所以刚刚 Maharaj 讲的这个故事 就是在启发我们给我们这样的一个上了这样的一课 让我们了解其实这种持续的努力的重要性这种东西如果我们能够虽然我们现在的程度距离目标还很遥远但是这种不间断的努力真的是最后可以达到就是让我们达到这个让这个对 Krishna 的爱可以在我们的心中升起 而当这个爱升起的时候，我们就能够真正无时不刻的总是想着 Krishna。那这种情况，就像是比方说在物质的关系中，我们每个人都体会到，如果我们的家人，我们所爱的人，比方说我们的儿子、我们的女儿，我们所爱的人，因为我们的心中对他有爱，然后。 我们跟他就会有一种所谓的这种爱的连结感，所以无远弗届，不管距离再远，我们总是因为这份爱、这份情感，我们总是会去想着他一样的，所以在这个奉爱服务的过程里头也是，就是问题就是在于我们有没有把 Krishna 真正放到我们的心上来，就像我们的心，如果有我们所爱的人，我们自然的就会，就是总是魂牵梦萦的，就是心系着我们所爱的人，不会被打断。那所以重点就是，我们到底有没有把 Krishna 放到我们的心上？那在这个过程里头 ，Maharaj 还讲的，就像在我们到底在搅拌的是什么？ 我们到底是完整的还是玩假的？如果我们搅拌的是奶油，那么很自然的，就是最后一定会搅拌成所谓的酥油。我们一直不断的搅拌，到最后它一定会变成酥油，因为这个内在的这个对 Krishna 的沉睡的爱，好比就是那个奶油，就是你如果一直搅拌，一直搅拌，你一定会得到最后的那个 prema， 你一定会得到的。 所以我们就是只是在搅拌那原本就有的，我们在唤醒原本那个沉睡的那个灵魂，沉睡的爱。那我们不要去搅拌那个水，我们不要去搅拌那个物质欲望，那些其他的无关紧要的东西，我们要把专注力放在这里。 Yes, Maharaj, yes.
Yes, so because we are discussing the lost, this we are also doing, no? This is the way we are last time also discussed. So this is how to overcome this. If we do our practice, do our devotional service. So the mood of humble mood, you know, in humility, the mood of Daina, the humility, and no ahankar. So if you practice without offense, so one day the water will come, the ghee will come, the love will come.
You say anger.
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 Yes, anger. You know, like kaam krodh. Krodh means anger. Kaam
is
lust,
anger. Anger. It's anger. Okay.
Anger.
Okay. Okay. 所以我们要如何来克服、征服这个物质欲望呢？我们要非常小心的，非常小心的、专注的来做奉爱服务。我们要想办法让自己避免所有的一切冒犯啊、那包括念诵也是要非常非常的专注、小心，然后一直怀着这种谦卑的这种态度，然后去小心防范自己心中升起的一种这种愤怒来破坏我们的奉爱服务。所以如果我们能够一直持续的这么做的话，免除所有的一切冒犯，那么我们最后必然可以真达我们最渴望的这种心中沉睡的对 Krishna 的爱，必然能够升起，然后能够时时刻刻的想着 Krishna。Yes.
Because we are in the material world, when you do the devotional service, we are affected by these things. We are intoxicated by these things.
因为我们身处在物质世界，真的我们很容易受刺激，我们沉迷于这些要不得的东西，很自然的就是很容易受打扰，被影响。
So,When Narada Muni was doing austerity.
Austerity.
Austerities.
Yes. 当 Narada Muni 他在做苦行的时候。
So, and we know someone doing the austerities, so Indra was little disturbed. Oh, why he is doing, maybe he is taking my post. So, he sent all the apsaras, all the beautiful girl to disturb him.
Indra?
Indra sent the apsaras.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yeah, I know. 那这个当 Narada Muni 在从事巨大的苦行的时候，天帝 Indra 就紧张了，就是他总是害怕就是有人从事这种苦行会夺走他的地位什么的，因此他就派一些歌仙啊、美女啊，就是天堂的这些星球的美女来迷惑，想要来迷惑、打扰他的、打断他的苦行。
So he was not disturbed by this. They came, they dance, they ring their bangle, they sing the song, Cupid, along with Cupid, they all came to this attract to, for his attention. But he was fixed. He was never disturbed by these things.
那这个，尽管天帝 Indra 派来了这个天堂星球的这些就是仙姿玉貌的这些美女，好，那他们就是他们的舞姿那么的曼妙，好，那是就是来诱惑这个 Narada Muni， 但是 Narada Muni 他的心是那么的坚定，他就是一心不乱的继续从事他的苦行，啊，不受这些啊天堂的美女的这种诱惑。他们走路的时候还会就是还会脚上的那个铃铛还会就是发出的声音是非常的诱惑人的，他们的姿态，他们的舞蹈，所有的动作都是为了要引诱 Narada Muni。 但是 Narada Muni 很坚定，完全不受打扰。
So he's not disturbed, and all the girl and the cupid, they all left.
那 Narada Muni 不受诱惑，因此这些美女他们就纷纷的离开了。
So Narada Muni was become proud. Oh, I conquered the lust. I conquered the calm.
所以这个时候 Narada Muni 他就变得骄傲起来，他觉得他的苦行非常的成功，他觉得他已经征服了所谓的色欲。
So he was a little proud.
所以他就有一点骄傲起来了，变得自满。
And he went mountain Kailas, and he spoke to Shiva. Oh, Shiva, you know, I did a strategy. I conquer the lost, and no one can disturb me. You see, I am conquered.
那这个他就后来 Narada Muni 就去了，这个 Kailash 山，他去见 Shiva， 他跟 Shiva 讲说，哎呀，你看我的苦行。很成功啊，我真竟然能够，就是我征服了色欲，我不受这些美女的诱惑。
So Shiva says, okay, you told in front of me, don't disclose this in front of Narayan, don't say like this.
他说你可以跟我说你征服了色欲，可是你到主 Narayan 的面前，你可不要在那边自夸啊。在那边自夸自意说你征服了色欲这件事情，你就在我的面前说就好了，好，不就是不要在这个 Narayana 的面前自诩自夸。
So this is the when we are sadhaka, when do the devotional service. So this the exam, when this examines, you know, exam. This is the examination. So
这对于我们，这对我们这些萨德卡，就是这个灵性的练习者来讲，其实就是一个考试。
So like sadhak means practitioner.
这就是练习者。我们是萨德卡，我们是练习者。
So, then we should this is the sampradaya, our acharya.They very carefully they mention how you have to achieve this thing. If you have these things, it is very difficult to achieve the love of God.
What we have to be careful? What things?
This thing, the lust, anger, this thing, we have to very carefully.
Lust, anger, something like this.
All so six, this is the six, no? Lust,
yeah,
anger,
yeah,
greed,
yeah.
Anger.And also how to the dina, you know, humilities, know the favorable thing, unfavorable and favorable things. We have to very carefully observe this.
所以这个我们的 Sampradaya, 我们的这个传承里面的这些前辈的灵性导师都小心，就是警告我们要非常小心这个修行的道路的这些敌人，好，什么是我们该做的，什么是我们不该做的，我们要如何的小心的去避开，好，这些物质欲望啊，愤怒啊，贪婪啊，这些幻觉啊，这些嫉妒啊，这些疯狂啊，这些东西我们要怎么样小心的去保护自己，免受这些东西的侵袭。 Yes.
So, Narada Muni, he didn't listen. And he, because when the devotee forbidden us, oh my devotee, dear devotee, don't do this. This is because Lord, the Shiva is the greatest devotee, he is the greatest Vaishnava. But the Narada Muni could not accept. He says, no, I will speak too. Because he wants to show his devotion. I conquer my lust. I conquer that. So he went to in front of Narayan and he spoke that. He says, I did like this. And Narayan, you know, Antaryami, he's sitting inside heart, he knows everything. But, and when he heard, oh, and when he saw Narada Muni has so much false ego, oh, this is not a good mind, this is not a good for my devotees. He says, okay, I have to do something, do operation, some operation. How to take out this false ego?
这个尽管施巴这么伟大的奉献者警告了 Narada Muni 不要在别人面前再自诩自夸了，好，就是他的这种不要在别人面前展露他自己什么征服了色欲这种事情，这个也是我们一般的 Sadaka 要很小心的事情。我们很容易有了一点点的小小的成就就恨不得全天下的人都知道。那这个当时这个 Narada Muni 他受不了，他觉得这个我征服了色欲诶，这真的很难诶，这种东西很难征服，所以他怎么能够不告诉别人呢？所以那当然他就是还是去见了这个Narayana， 然后那作为心中的超灵啊，所以主他无所不知无所不晓，他知道这个 Narada Muni 啊，他这个假我已经开始膨胀起来了，但是他深爱着他的奉献者，他一定必须要想办法这个把这个他奉献者的假我给破除，所以他就接下来听 Maharaj 怎么说。 Yes Maharaj。
So actually the time is you saw the time? I was not noticed time.
What time? What time is it now?
You can see what is the time.
Oh, it's already 9:12.
So
it's okay, Maharaj. Finish the story.
So actually this is the big story, right? With so many lessons it is inside. If you, so what to do? This is the, I can finish, but it is so much lesson inside the stories, no? Inside the, this is not story, this is the incident, real incident happened. So, what to do? So, maybe I will,
next time, few words,
I will conclude this.
Okay.
So, when Narayan saw this thing, and he, because, you know, Lord is so merciful to his devotees, and if a devotee has some problem, so Lord will be very nicely will take it out. So this is the lesson. When devotee something in difficult situation, if some devotee, some senior devotee telling them, okay, don't do this. So they have to listen. If they don't listen, so then again go down. So then Lord will be, the finality Lord is there. So, that also, because if someone did like this, then he also blasphemed Lord also. You will see how the Narada Muni also blasphemed the Lord. This thing will come. So, maybe next time we will discuss this, or if you discuss, and it will take, because I have also class.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I understand. Yeah. So, Maharaj,
some question, one, two, actually, question again.
I translate first. Yeah. 那这个 Maharaj 总结一下，其实这故事就是告诉我们，其实主对我们是非常的仁慈的。当他看到奉献者们心中有那些要不得的东西的时候，好，就像刚刚那个 Narada Muni 他那种娇慢的心一升起的时候，他就至尊主为了帮助他的孩子，就会想要粉碎他的骄傲。那所以也告诉我们，就是像须巴有先警告过他，但是他不听。就像我们这种 我们一般的奉献者，有时候资深的奉献者会告诉我们应该要小心什么，小心这个，小心那个，要注意这个，注意那个。可是我们就是不听，所以弄到最后，我们就会堕落，我们就会就会遇到重重的关卡、困难、好障碍。那甚至于这个越演越烈，到最后还亵渎了。后来 Narada Muni 那时候故事到最后，他还甚至于亵渎了 Narayana。所以这些东西真的是我们要非常小心。那但是这个故事因为比较长，Maharaj 下次会把这个故事的过程再跟我们讲一下。那今天就先这样。但是今天讲到目前为止，还有可以让奉献者们问一两个问题。那如果有没问完的，没关系，我们会把它记录下来。下次 Maharaj 就会再继续回答奉献者的问题。那这样的互动其实是非常重要的。那Maharaj 等一下。因为还有课，所以他也不能再讲太久了，所以很抱歉，如果没有把你们就是很好的回答你们的问题，真是很不好意思。
Krishna，
哎，怎么今天没有问题耶？Maharaji，today。We don't have any question here. It's
Oh,
just
good. Krishna.
Panchatata
So.
Mahaprabhu say very nice kirtan, Haribol.
It's coming. 有一个问题上来了。
哦哦，有问题了啊，好，好的，我看一下。哦，好，唯品 Mataji, he say how to be free from。Free from a pride in our heart. How to get rid of the pride?
Oh, but this already we discussed, no? This try how we can the pride go away. This is the we have to take the humble, the humility, no?
我
So
们
we
有
have
讨论过这个问题，就是我们要培养谦卑的心态。
when we have we can conquer, we can conquer over the every the false ego to the true humility, through the true humility, so we can
我们
conquer.
透过我们培养谦卑，长养谦卑。我们可以去征服这种假我带来的这种骄傲、虚荣。
It is good. First time it is no question, no? It is very nice. So actually, we didn't finish the last because still we are in last we discuss maybe some other some maybe next class also we'll discuss.
下一次 Maharaj 他说，还要继续讲这个物质欲望的这个主题。那还有今天的故事也还没有讲完，就是这两个部分啊。
Like when the weeping asks the question, one story come my mind.
OK，现在 Maharaj 要讲一个小故事，他现在想起一个小故事，
How you can diminish the pride?
怎么样能够粉碎这个骄傲呢？
So when in Dwarika Krishna was there residing.
Resign what? When?
When he was residing there, you know, in Dwarika, he was there in
In
Dwarika,
Dwarka.
Dwarka.
Yeah.
So he was the queens. They are serving like anything, like very nicely, all the queens.
Yeah.
So one time, the queens offer ghee chapati to eat, you know. So Krishna only eat one and a half chapatis.
Only eat 100 chapati.
One and a half, one chapati eat.
Oh, one and a half. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. 好，当这是 Krishna， 他在就是住在 Dwarka， 跟他的皇后，众多的皇后住在那边的时候，那这些皇后啊，对那个主 Krishna 的这种对他的服侍是那么的周到，那么的热切。那有一次，这个皇后就是在就是给 Krishna 献上这个chapati， 那 Krishna 只吃一个半的 chapati。
So Krishna asks the Ranis, all the queens, they says, why, oh my lord, oh my husband, why you are not eating? Only one chapati we ate, only one and a half chapati we ate. So, why you are not eating?
You mean why are not eating other dishes?
Other chapati or dishes?
Oh, okay. Yeah. 那这些皇后们为Krishna 准备了这么多的佳肴，那就是他们就觉得很疑惑，为什么 Krishna 只吃一个半的 chapati， 为什么不多吃一点呢？为什么不吃其他的菜色呢？
Then he remember, he call Bhima. Bhima immediately appears. Bhima come from Dwarka, from here, from Hastinapur to Dwarka. You know Bhima?
Yeah, yeah. 然后这个时候这个时候 Krishna 他就立刻换来了 Bhima， 从 Hastinapur 把 Bhima 给叫过来了，他立刻就出现在 Krishna 的面前。
He says, okay, we'll give chapati to him.
他说好吧，既然这样的话，你们把这些准备了这么多的 chapati 都给 Bhima 了吧，给 Bhima 吃吧。
Bhima ate 10,000 chapati.
然后 Bhima 总共吃了一万个10,000 一万片的这个 chapati，
still he is hungry. Still he is hungry.
吃了一万片的这个 chapati 印度薄饼，结果他还是觉得肚子饿。
All the queen not 10,000 large chapati he ate. All the queen are preparing chapati. They are complete because they have the false ego. This is the ego, the pride, you know. Oh, we can feed our husband chapati, the Lord. So this is the false ego they have. And Krishna noticed this is the false ego they have.
那主要的就是这些皇后们，他们的内心的这种假我，他们觉得你看我有这个这么多的东西可以就是给 Krishna 吃，我们可以给 Krishna 吃这么多的东西，他觉得我给他准备这么多的东西，所以这是假我的一种展现。所以 Krishna 就是把 Bhima 叫来给他们看，给他们一点颜色瞧瞧。
So there the pride they have the then they say no we cannot give no you are saying eat so because you get the point.
Yeah.
So if you lovingly, if you give one chapati, half chapati, Krishna will satisfy. But if you give 1,000 chapati, large chapati, but you cannot satisfy. And how it is happen? When your mood. That's why Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhakti prayaschati. When you do it, patra, leaf, flower, water. So if you do it in devotion, in right devotion,then Krishna can accept that. If you have the pride, so he cannot. So this is Krishna's little story he this incident he did. So all the queen, they understand, oh, this is because this is the pride Krishna could not eat. And he did like that, this Leela.
那为什么皇后们给Krishna 准备了那么多的丰盛的菜肴还有 chapati， Krishna 竟然只吃了一个半的 chapati， 他就吃不下了呢？因为主要是皇后们他们是怀着这种 不够纯粹的这种奉爱之心来准备这些东西，他们就想我给你吃，叫他吃啊，你吃啊，你吃啊。可是问题是那个内在的心态是不对的，他不是怀着这种奉爱的谦卑的心态来服务 Krishna 的所以 Krishna 吃不下，因为咽不下这个，因为里面有骄傲的成分，所以 Krishna 吃不下，所以才会他才会把Bhima给叫来。那所以这个故事就是告诉我们，就是我们在做奉爱服务的时候，我们应该要具备着什么样的真正的奉爱谦卑的心态，而不是觉得我能够给你什么，我能够做什么，我要做什么，我要为你吃什么，不是这种，就是这样的心态。
So Krishna says, if you are in love, I can eat. I am not hungry.
那 Krishna 说，我并不是饥饿，其实我要的是爱。真正让我觉得满足的是奉爱的东西。如果这个食物里没有奉爱的话，我怎么吃也不会满足的。
If you without pride, if you offer, he can eat 1,000 chapati. If you pride, you have pride, if you offer anything, he will not accept anything. What you want, he will not accept anything.
如果这个食物中我们所做的服务还有这个供给 Krishna 的东西，如果是真正的满怀着奉爱之情献给他的，他再多他都吃得了，他全然的接受我们的爱。可是如果我们给他的东西是充满了这种骄傲，他自以为是的给予好像自己能做什么，那么 Krishna 哪怕一点点 Krishna 都吃不了，他都要吐出来的，都吃不了的，
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Very wonderful story.
Something comes to mind.
Yes. Sati Mataji say, we are so grateful for Maharaj to tell.So many sweet stories, and we really got, you know, very enlivening, inspiring instruction from you. And Rose says, you know, expect, you know, you to tell us more story, tell us the story you haven't finished. And Weiping Mataji say, now I can realize Guru Maharaj, the meaning.I can realize the meaning of Guru Maharaj's story. I will bear your instruction in my heart.
Oh, Krishna. Something. So, thank you, all of you.
非常感谢所有的奉献者。
This is the opportunity we have. So, thank you, Shamsundari Mataji, and Sati Mataji, Weeping, and all Rose, all of you.So I'm so glad to all of them.
非常感谢所有的奉献者，感谢 Shama Sundari, 感谢 Sati Mataji, 感谢 Weiping Mataji, 感谢所有这些参与了服务的奉献者，大家的这种合作，真的非常感谢大家的参与。
All of whoever is listening, so I am just...
所有。对，所有聆听
my heart, you know?
我深深的感谢所有的参与这个课程的奉献者，你们这么专注的聆听，很谢谢大家。
So, this is the life. This way we are will maintain our life.
我们就是这样子，借由这样的甜美的 Krishna Katha 来维系着我们的生命。
So, thank you again. So maybe next time, next time we'll.
再次谢谢大家，下次我们再继续把没有讲完的故事跟大家说。
Okay.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.